Farmer Joe Goes to the City. Open your book to the first page. When you hear the sound of this bell, it will be time to turn the page. Farmer Joe lived with his wife in an old house in the middle of a big field. Every day, Farmer Joe worked hard in the field. He cut the wheat, he planted the corn, he pulled the weeds. But one day he said to himself, "Tomorrow is my wife's birthday. I will go to the city and buy her a present, something special." Bumpity bump, bump, bump went the truck over the dirt roads. Clankety clang, clang, clang into the busy city. Farmer Joe was puzzled. There were so many stores. "I need to find something special," he said to himself. "And red, because that's her favorite color." Cars whizzed this way and that. Buses zoomed here and there. Trucks sped up one street and down another. Then Farmer Joe saw a big store. A very big store. It was the biggest store he'd ever seen. Farmer Joe parked his truck and went in. Inside were even more stores. Shoppers whizzed this way and that. Escalators zoomed here and there. Elevators sped up one floor and down another. Farmer Joe came to a grocery store. He picked up a big, juicy apple. "It's red," he thought, "but not very special." At the next store, he looked at some shiny red boots. "Not special enough," he said. Farmer Joe went into a clothing store. Inside, he saw some warm underwear. "These are very red," he said, "but still not special enough." Farmer Joe was very sad. He had whizzed this way and that. He had zoomed here and there. He had sped from one store to another. And he still hadn't found a present for his wife. Then Farmer Joe spotted a sign. It was a red sign, and it was above a big red store. Farmer Joe went into the store. "I'm looking for something red," he told the man behind the counter. "Something special?" asked the salesman. "Yes," said Farmer Joe, "very special." "How about this?" asked the salesman. Farmer Joe looked. It was very red, and he knew right away that it was very, very special. "Perfect," he said. Farmer Joe drove back to his old house in the middle of his big field, past the cars whizzing this way and that, past the buses zooming here and there, past the trucks speeding up one street and down another. Farmer Joe woke up very early the next morning. He cooked a special breakfast for his wife. On the table was the very special present. Later, Farmer Joe went out to his field. He cut the wheat, he planted the corn, he pulled the weeds. He was very happy. And so was his wife.